lot of times people have really good intentions and they're not bad people, and they may give good advice to some people, but it just may not be the right advice for you. And while some people want what's best for you, they may not understand what is best for you. This podcast, Beyond Bar From Blues, is our way to document the lessons we've learned on growing our business, Men's IBS Mastery, towards helping 1 million men. Our hope is you use the lessons and wisdom for your own journey and maybe someday soon partner with us to achieve IBS Mastery and dominate in your personal and professional life. We hope you share and enjoy. So while people want what's best for you, they may not understand what is best for you. So I wanted to talk about this because the impact of this on a person can be quite significant in some cases and cause the person more harm than good, which I don't want for you, which is why I'm covering this today. So recently I was in a health food store and was looking at the supplements and remedies for gut issues, all that kind of stuff. And the store assistant guy came over to me and he was offering me help, which was nice of him. And the way he was talking to me was as if he assumed that I had gut issues myself. And he kind of asked but told me that I have IBS, mad. And then he promptly went on to recommending several products and all these kinds of foods to me for IBS. And he just kind of went into this massive spiel and tried telling me all this stuff. And then at the end said, if I sign up, I can get a discount. So cool. And that might have been fantastic. And he seemed like a really great guy. He was nice, he was friendly and helpful. But not once did he even allow me to say why I was there, you know, what I was looking for, or tell him whether or not I had a gut condition, whether it was IBS or not. If I had some other medical condition, he didn't ask me anything like if I was taking any medications or if I was taking any other supplements or remedies. If I had any intolerances, allergies, nothing. He didn't even ask me what kinds of things I like to eat. He didn't really ask me anything. And wow, yeah, I didn't even ask him for help. He just kind of offloaded on me and tried selling me. And you may have had a similar experience to this in the past. But looking at the stuff that he was recommending, none of them had any scientific evidence to support their use, let alone for IBS. And like some of the foods that he recommended, like wheat bran, well, what if I had celiac disease? So this is an autoimmune condition where basically your immune system attacks your own tissues when you eat gluten. And gluten is found in wheat, barley and rye. And this causes damage to your small intestine. And then because of this, because of the function of your small intestine, you can't properly absorb nutrients unless you avoid gluten for life. So celiac disease is a lifelong condition. And then also, what if I couldn't tolerate certain types of fibre or fermentable carbohydrates? Most of the stuff that he suggested wouldn't have been suitable for me. But he didn't ask me any questions or find out anything. So it's crazy that he was suggesting all these things, but he didn't know anything about me. And then some of those probiotics and prebiotics, they contained ingredients that might have triggered my symptoms as well. So he should have asked me some questions and found out a bit about me. But actually, was he even qualified? Was he just qualified to sell products so he knows how to stock the shelves? No offense, but help people, guide them. Oh, this particular shelf area is for X, Y, and Z. Maybe he knew how to use a till and, you know, do checkout. I don't know. Or was he a nutritionist? Was he any kind of thing in that kind of area? I have no idea. So yeah, but he didn't ask me any questions anyway. And then like the other week, I was in a cafe having a nice brew when I overheard a couple of people talking about gut issues. So clearly my ears pricked up, huh? And he was saying how he's been going to the toilet loads and got stomach aches. So she's like, oh, that sounds like IBS. Did you know Susan at work, so gossiping, has got IBS and it's a nightmare for her and blah, blah, blah. So she went on. And then she went on to say, oh, you should take some probiotics. Susan does. I'll ask her what she takes. Well, that's nice of her to do that and to find out what Susan does. But for starters, this lady just said that Susan is basically struggling, but is taking probiotics. So those probiotics obviously aren't working out for her. And although this episode isn't about probiotics, I will quickly mention, because it's worth noting, that different probiotics do different things. So it's a matter of matching the probiotic to the issue. So in that way, they're a bit like medications. Like you wouldn't take an antibiotic to treat a headache. But the key is to use the probiotic that's got scientific evidence to support their use for a certain thing or a certain health condition or health conditions. And because there's so many different types of bacteria and yeast, with some products containing only one strain while others contain several, not every strain or combination of strains has been scientifically researched, obviously, because there's shed loads of products out there. But this means that there's loads of products that may not be helpful. And maybe disappointingly, the overall evidence for probiotics for IBS is mixed. So there's no conclusive evidence that they'll work for all types of IBS and all symptoms. And also a point to note is that there's research that's shown that some probiotic products didn't even contain any bacteria. Go figure. While others contain different species of bacteria than was listed on the labels. So buying supplements can be a gamble. So going back to the couple in the cafe and Susan with her IBS, we don't even know what type of IBS she has. Does she have constipation predominant? Is it diarrhea predominant? Does she have IBS mixed? So she has a mixture of sometimes having constipation, then other times she has diarrhea. And maybe we could assume that, but we don't know because we haven't asked Susan. Maybe she has constipation because constipation is more common in women than it is men. So if this guy took Susan's advice, either directly or indirectly through the woman that he was sat with, if he's got diarrhea because he said he goes to the toilet loads, and we assume that it was diarrhea that caused him to keep going to the toilet, then the advice could actually make his symptoms worse. Also, who's to say this guy even has IBS? What if it's something else causing his symptoms? Because there's loads of reasons why someone can be suffering with diarrhea and he'd need to see his doctor for a diagnosis and next steps. So although your family, friends, colleagues, acquaintances, other fellow sufferers, personal trainers, store assistants, whoever, they might, well, then again, they might not be good people. They might have good intentions because, you know, they see you there struggling with flare-ups and see how bad it's affecting you and your life. And they think by giving you their advice, they're doing what's best for you. But the advice that they're giving you may not be right for you, unless, of course, they're a qualified healthcare professional and they work in IBS. But then again, if they haven't completed an assessment on you, how can they give you the best advice? Because they don't know anything about you. I don't mean like literally personally, although they probably would give their family. But then, I mean, they don't know anything about your symptoms, your lifestyle, your medical history, all that kind of stuff. So take that guy in the cafe and we'll call him John, say. So say he was talking to a doctor. So a doctor is a good person to talk to. So unless that doctor has checked him over, gone through his medical records and asked him a load of questions and run some tests, got the results, and then that doctor still isn't going to be able to give John the best advice, even though he could be the right person because he, you know, after all, he's a doctor. So that is a good person to see. But other than asking John to book an appointment so his symptoms can get investigated, that doctor wouldn't have been able to offer John personalized advice because, again, like I said, he doesn't know anything about him. So it's a matter of getting the right help from the right person for the job. But obviously, it's your choice whether you go alone or you get help and who you decide to get help from. So you get to decide. So thanks for listening and best wishes to you all. Catch you next time.